there's a lot at risk. There's so much that has been sacrificed over a long number of years to sustain and protect power sharing, and the importance, the fundamental importance of ensuring that all communities work together, particularly in government, to ensure that there's representation for our people. There doesn't seem to be that accommodation now. There's two parties in particular that are holding up this entire process, that aren't sitting around the table, focusing on the real issues that are affecting our people on the ground, be it the health service, education, infrastructure or other things that are important to our everyday lives. They're sitting up there squabbling over other issues and simply won't reach an agreement because of their own political agendas. There needs to be an agenda of putting people first, and that isn't happening. And if this is all sacrificed on the back of these small issues that I believe can be resolved and which there should be a resolution to, if there's the political will and leadership to do so, then so much more will be lost. We could end up losing power sharing for a long, long time. None of us want that. I don't believe any political party wants that, nor will they benefit from it. I do believe that it's in the interests of everybody here across Northern Ireland and the north of Ireland to ensure that we have a devolved administration, our own institutions functioning, that are representative of our people here right across the six counties. For those purposes, it's vitally important to ensure that what's left of this talks process in the final days, that there is some progress made and that there is delivery on the issues that are being outlined here by all parties.
There has been considerable doubt cast, though, including your party, as it relates to an agreement being reached. Is that a view you share?
Well, it's very difficult to foresee an agreement at this stage. I've been a part of the talks process for a few weeks now, and I've seen firsthand that there isn't the political will there to appreciate or at least respect the views of other people. The Irish Language Act is a huge stumbling block, but I can't understand for the life of me in 2017, when there was a previous agreement, why the DUP will not allow this to go through. This has been accommodating the differences of our society to respect each other, to respect the various cultures that exist here. And to put everything at sacrifice over an Irish Language Act is utterly ridiculous. And the DUP need to wake up to that reality very quickly and realise the consequences of this. But equally, it is a very sorry state of affairs when we're sitting in a situation now where everything is resting on issues such as these. But we also have the big issue outlying with Arlene Foster and RHA and the huge questions that continue there, and ultimately the other things that haven't been agreed over a long number of years. So there's a lot resting on negotiations now, but I do believe that if there was the political will and leadership and appreciation of what has been sacrificed for the greater good of all our people, I think that there could be an agreement made. But am I remaining positive at this stage? My positivity is becoming more and more bleak as the hours pass, and I'd be very worried about the future of power sharing and the devolved administration that has been fought for many, many years.